Good afternoon. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Illinois State Police have caught a suspect wanted in Atkinson, Illinois, in a manhunt from early this morning. 36-year-old Sean Taylor is in police custody. Early this morning, police urged residents of Atkinson to stay in their homes, lock their doors, and warn them not to pick up any pedestrians. The Trump administration's announcement that it will stop paying Obamacare subsidies to insurance companies is not expected to affect Iowa's stopgap insurance proposal. Katarina Sestarek has more.
A spokesman for the Iowa Insurance Division says the stopgap measure does not rely on funding from these cost-sharing subsidies. Insurance companies are still required to provide cost-sharing assistance for low-income consumers' out-of-pocket health care costs, even if the federal government stops funding it. Medica, the only insurance company left on Iowa's Affordable Care Act exchange, already considered a lack of federal subsidies when it proposed a 57% premium increase for 2018. That rate hike will likely go into effect if the federal government does not approve Iowa's stopgap proposal by the end of the month. The Congressional Budget Office predicts ending these subsidies could drive up premiums and lead insurers to exit ACA marketplaces. I'm Katarina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
The Justice Department is sending a federal hate crimes lawyer to Iowa to help prosecute a man charged with killing a transgender teenager last year. LGBT advocates have long been skeptical of a U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' pledge to prosecute acts of violence against transgender people. But the rare move, outlined in recently filed court papers, is a sign he intends to do so. And that's even as the Trump administration has taken other steps to erode the rights of transgender people. The New York Times first reported the decision on Sunday. The case involves 23-year-old Jorge Sanders Galvez. He's charged with killing 16-year-old Kadari Johnson in Burlington in March of 2016. Authorities have not disclosed a motive, but Johnson's relatives have told local news reporters they believe the shooting was a hate crime. Well, the Illinois EPA is collecting data on recyclables in each county. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the goal is to make recycling more accessible statewide.
The information collected by the Illinois EPA will be used to create an online locator tool. Director Alec Messina says with this information, residents will be able to easily identify where they can recycle a wide variety of items closest to them.
We're actually going to take all of this information. It's going to be where they're located and what materials they collect. And then if you want to dispose of an old TV or old oil-based paint that you have laying around in your house or apartment, you're going to be able to go onto our website and look specifically for what you need. And we're going to be able to show you on a map how close it is to where you're at.
In an online survey, counties are expected to include the type of collections available, such as curbside, pickup, or drop-off locations, as well as any fees that may be required. Findings should be made public by early 2018. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A prosecutor says no charges will be filed against a police officer who shot and killed a 27-year-old Burlington man. Assistant Iowa Attorney General Scott Brown concluded that the October 1st shooting of Marquis Jones by Burlington officer Chris Chipras was a justifiable homicide. Officers stopped Jones for a loud music violation, but he ran away on foot. Brown says Jones had a gun in his hand when he struggled with the officer's partner before fleeing again. And he says the officer had no alternative other than to shoot under the circumstances. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.